There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the
greenback tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. This class is number 102 with Larry Nichols, and we're going to discuss his association with the Clinton campaigns. Larry Nichols worked for the Clintons for years. He knows who they are. He knows the secrets. And Larry Nichols will be with us every Tuesday. Please mark your calendar. Welcome, Larry Nichols.
Hey, how are you, Vincent?
Larry, I'm doing great. I wanted to share with something with you. You know, every Monday, we have a meetup in Springfield, Missouri, where our class meets. And we talk about the news, and we talked about various things last night. We talked about security cameras and solar power and Larry Nichols. And I played the interview with you and me and John Reagan from last week. I distilled it down, I pulled out the commercials, and I played it. Larry, for well over an hour, you could have heard a pin drop in the restaurant. And we take over a restaurant called Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri, every Monday, and we've been doing this for a long time. And it was riveting. And you know, what you've done is you've actually been in the first person affirming some of the worst fears of our meetup group. They're brilliant researchers. They scour the internet. They don't watch television. These are people who really know what's happening. Some of the best and brightest radio class members in the industry. I mean, I would stack our class, USA Prepares, against any of the major broadcasters, you know, their audiences. I really would. So, Larry, I've got a question for you. And they loved what you had to say. Larry, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
I interviewed a famous broadcaster early in broadcasting in a radio station in Springfield, Missouri, and I said to this particular broadcaster, "So, do they tell you what you can and can't say?" And he was very definitive. He said, "Absolutely not. I know where the line is and I don't cross it." So here's my question. Larry, you have been on many radio broadcasts. You've been on radio, television. You've been with the big guys. And without naming their names, we don't need to name their names, but do you get coached and counseled, like, "Larry, listen, we can't talk about these things"? Do they tell you that?
Vincent, when there are some programs, usually it's people that are connected to major networks, etc., such as Fox or whatever. And when you've been doing this as long as I have, you learn pretty quickly, who controls what. And so, yeah, some do, and it's more probable to come from those that the listeners would call the number one type programs in America than programs like yours, to be honest. Well, I say that now. Let me just say this, folks. Yesterday in St. Louis, Missouri, I was scheduled to be on a terrestrial station, and I got a call from the host. And the management told him he couldn't have me on. So, go figure.
Okay, that's where I was going with this, Larry. And
you know, Vince, let me tell you and your audience something y'all better learn. You better learn this quick. We are in a struggle for our nation. Consequently, we are up against the power that is in control now. So they're going to apply every trick they can to stop us, me and you and your audience, all of us, from communicating. That's why I have done what I don't guess anybody else in the world has ever done. Doesn't seem like it. I put my home number out. And Vince, many of your people have called. About 1,600, 1,700 of Alex's people have called. And I've talked to them one-on-one. And I will talk one-on-one. Because no matter what they do, the power, they can't shut us down from talking. And if they do, if they shut us down from talking to each other, then there's no hope at all. No hope. And now, Larry, say also, please forgive me for kind of jumping in here. Let me say also, what you're seeing with the Supreme Court, what you're seeing with the flag going down in South Carolina, what you're seeing with the homosexual rainbow over the White House stuff, all of that stuff, and making it hate speech, they're trying to limit, folks, what we say, what we can say out loud. Because they know, Vincent, they know. Guys, I was with this system. I know how it works. They know if they can get us like in Nazi Germany, if they can get us to where there's certain words, certain things we cannot say, or we'll be guilty of hate speech. Well, you know what? We stop talking. And when we stop talking, we are done. We are finished. So, yes, there is control over programming. Yes. And there are people trying to shut us down so we cannot communicate. There are people trying to stop me, Vincent, from getting your audience and telling them that which I know to be true. Now, there's one other thing I want to say, and then you can jump in there and get me, whatever you want to get me with. When I saw the rainbow flag, or rainbow light up on the White House, folks, for the first time, now, y'all listen to me, I'm the sorriest individual you've ever known in your life. I am. Or at least I was. I'm trying to be better. I'm a Christian now. I was then, but I wasn't. But I'm a Christian now. I'm not a good one. But I'm trying. For the first time, it hit me right between the eyes. Our government of the United States of America in Washington, D.C., our government has declared all-out war on Jesus Christ. Isn't it odd? They won't declare war on ISIS or Mohammed. They won't, but they're declaring it on Jesus Christ. Because when you're against his word, you're against him. And then, when I saw the Confederate flag go down in South Carolina, I got a sick feeling in my stomach. Folks, let me tell you, I'm from the South. I'm from the South. The Confederate flag, to me, simply is part of our heritage in the South. As a matter of fact, it's a part of America's heritage. The Confederate flag was not about slavery. It was about states' rights. It wasn't until towards the end of the war that Lincoln did what he did and brought slavery into it so that he could get blacks to come in to the army because people quit joining up north and he needed all his white soldiers to fight. So if he got the blacks and let them in, then they could do the menial jobs and the whites that were doing the menial jobs could go to the front. And then also he hoped that the slaves in the South would sort of create guerrilla operations to hinder the Southern military. So I'm going to say this, Vincent, if you don't mind, folks. I am an American. I'm white. I'm white. I am what used to be middle class. I used to be middle-aged, now I'm old. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm white. I'm a white American, and I'm proud of it. I am proud of it. And I don't want this government to do any more what it's been doing. You see, the blacks, African-Americans, they have their heritage that they're so proud of and they're protecting. The illegal Mexicans come across the border. They've got their heritage, and they want to keep their heritage. While at the same time, folks, the government's taking ours if you are a white American. Now, folks, stop that. Stop that. They got us now, Vincent, to where it's scary to be a white man and say just what I've said. So let me be the first to have said it out loud. I am not a racist. I am not a white supremacist. I am not, as probably will be portrayed, a David Duke character, KKK, etc. I am simply a red-blooded American that is white, that has a country that I am very, very proud of our past. Yes, there's bad, but there's an awful lot of good. And that's our heritage. And in the Revolutionary War, there was a flag. You know, going to rattlesnake and the 13 things that said, don't tread on me. I didn't really ever get that one until now. Folks, they're treading all over us. If we are white Americans, they're taking our heritage away. They're digging up Bedford Forrest, Nathan Bedford Forrest in Memphis. He and his wife, they're going to move them out. They're in New Orleans taking out every Confederate monument that's been there 150 years. They're trying to erase us now. So that you know what's going on, if you've noticed ISIS in Syria, in the ancient city, Aleppo, they're destroying all of the Christian monuments and relics and stuff there. It's the same thing. Sorry, Vincent, I didn't mean to take up all the time.
Larry Nichols is with us. This is Class 102, and this is 102 in a series. And please set your dial and your calendar for Tuesdays with Larry Nichols. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Larry Nichols is with us. Larry, when the Clintons left the White House, they left broke. They left broke, and they were in debt, and they were begging for money because of the cost of the legal expenses for the impeachment proceedings. How did they get to the point where they somehow garnered a wealth of estimated at $109 million since then?
Well, first off, you have to understand this concept of them being broke when they left, all right? Hillary had a book deal signed where she got an advance of like $3 million the day they walked out of the White House. Bill Clinton, because of the plan that was in place for Hillary to become president, they weren't out of the picture like most presidents. Most presidents, when they're done being president, of course, they're out the pasture and they're of no value. The Clintons were not that away. So they had a host of the people that have been behind them almost since day one, this power group that controls the world, they're sitting there with millions of dollars to just give them once he got out of the White House and once they were not under the constraints of the political funding, stuff. They weren't broke. He had people giving them $500,000. He had corporations giving him in Paula's case, he got one gift of $700,000, which is what Paula's lawsuit actually ended up winning. One company gave that. And then they already had, because we designed it in the 86 plan, Vincent, when Bill Clinton left, we said you would start what? The Clinton Foundation. And that will be your pool where you build up the money for Hillary to run. Because remember, under our system, one of the rules is that when you announce that you're running, you've got to clear the field. You've got to make sure nobody runs against you. And the way you do that is because in politics, folks, if you're a no-name against an incumbent, it costs you 1.5 times as much money just to get your name awareness close to theirs. So all Hillary had to do when she announced for president was have this huge war chest. And she said, "Like Clint, she made one mistake, as I told you last time. One of the other rules is you go around anybody and you make sure nobody runs against you by making them an offer they can't refuse." She did not do that to Obama. Obama beat her because of it.
Larry,
by the way, Vincent, if anybody thinks all that I was saying about removing our heritage, that I'm just kind of shooting from the hip, no, I don't do that. When I was with Bill Clinton, after the second time I got him elected governor, he called me over at Christmas and he said, "I got a special Christmas present for you." Well, I thought he was going to give me a car, Vincent. I thought it was going to be something. When I got to the governor's mansion, everybody left the room and he gave it to me. And what it was the book, Mein Kampf. And in it, still I have the book. In it, it said, "Be My Verbal." And we learned from Mein Kampf when we were designing the 86 plan, we learned the trick from removing the past. That's where it came from. That's what they're doing now.
You know, we have a library here at the farm, and there are a lot of books about World War II Nazis and the Germans and before. And we have Mein Kampf here too. And you're absolutely right. And this is right out of the playbook, Adolf Hitler's playbook. Larry Nichols, H. Ross Perot ran for president in 1992. I spent some time at his company as a computer jockey, a computer designer for one of the banks I worked for at the time, well, actually in the 80s. And I was so impressed with EDS, Electronic Data Systems. I said to the guys who I worked with, "Wow, if we could just get someone like H. Ross Perot to run for president, we'd have it made." What happened with H. Ross Perot? He was in, he was out. What happened?
Well, Ross Perot had made a deal with Hillary once again. Everybody was convinced, you know, when Bill was going in, they were going to have this national health care program. Well, I guess I'll tell you when we come back from the break.
No shortage of commercials here at USAPrepares.com. Larry Nichols is with us, and this is Class 102 in the series. We'll be right back. And the question is, what happened to H. Ross Perot? Why did he withdraw? You're going to learn when we come back.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com, that's R like rebel, R, the letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com. Go now.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Larry Nichols is with us, and we're talking about the Clintons. In 1992, H. Ross Perot ran for president. He was in, he was out, he withdrew. And Larry, you were talking about the National Health Plan. Please continue.
Right. It was Hillary Clinton was going to be a part of the Clinton platform. And what they did is they made a deal with Perot and his computer company, or whatever you call it at that time, or whatever they called it back then. They were going to handle all of the data collecting for the health care plan in exchange for him being the national bringer. You see, they knew the top, they knew the conservative subjects that were hot, and they knew George H. Bush was not a strong conservative to a lot of the people in this country, the moral majority, etc. So what they did, which is a part of the system we designed, you always control your opposition. So they ran him as a third party, knowing that it would split up Bush's votes, Clinton therefore could win. Well, what actually happened, by the way, if you don't believe me, Larry Patterson, Roger Perry, both who were state police security for Bill Clinton while he was governor, both of them have given me statements. I've got them. They've said it on the air all over America back when Clinton was president, that every day during the campaign, Bill Clinton talked to Perot. They talked every day. Now, if they were running against each other, why would they talk? But anyway, what happened as he ran and he started this thing, and the reason they used him, that way it could look like he used his money. That's what'll get you caught, setting up a ringer. So they get somebody like Perot, run him as a ringer, quote unquote, he uses primarily his money as it seems. They make a deal, but something happened. All of a sudden, the message of Perot and his United We Stand thing that got started grew, kind of like the Tea Party today. And it just grew and it grew. And all of a sudden, he was up above 16-18%. And look out, it looked like he could win. So what did he have to do? He had to get out. So he drops out of the race. There was all this confusion over his daughter and all this. Nobody really knows why he got out except me. I know why he got out. They had to get him out so that he didn't slip up and not only beat Bush, but beat Clinton. So they get him out, and then they bring him back in. By doing that maneuver, they control that, you know, people, there was no way he could regain what he had before. All they needed was somewhere between 4 to 6% for Perot to get with a third party. And then defeat of Bush was certain. And that's the real story.
Larry, do we know who assassinated President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, President number 35?
We do. I don't know who it is.
Okay.
That's not me. No, sir. Okay. Sometimes I know, and on this program, I apologize for the last time I was on, folks, because Vince knows I called him and talked to him. I felt really bad because here it was me sounding like I'm a know-it-all. I'm not. Now, the system that's destroying this country, I know it like the back of my hand because I built it. The Clintons, I know them. The organization around the Clintons, I know that. I know the Republicans. I know the structure in Washington. I know it because I was inside it for 20 years. But please, I don't know everything. Can't bake a cake. Vince can't fix a car horn. But I really like it better than anybody you know.
Larry, you know, there are many people who are Republicans who despise the Democrats and many Democrats who despise the Republicans. But there are many of us that believe that they are both two sides of the same coin. What's your thought?
That's been true longer than most of you can even imagine. I was trying to tell this when Bill Clinton was running for president the first time in 1991. They've been the same for years and years and years. Years and years and years. As a matter of fact, I don't know when the change came. I think it became prevalent when Bill Clinton came in. But folks, there's no difference. Stop it. Stop it. If we're to save this nation, every one of you hearing me, you've got to stop it. Every word you hear from Washington, D.C. is a lie. They work together. I've been there, folks, when they fight out in the floor of Congress or in the Senate and they have all these, it looks like they're about to get up and knock the heck out of each other. When it's over, they get into the cloakroom. And they meant, you should hear it. You should hear it. Vincent. They're sitting there saying, man, did we fool them today? That was great. And boy, McCain, that you said about me, buddy, that was slick. That was, you know, and it's a game. It's acting. It's acting. Mark Levin said last week, I'm proud to hear it. Proud to hear it. So this isn't me, so you don't have to think I know it all. Mark Levin came out and said it, and it is true, Vincent, so true. where I said the last time I was on, you know, Washington's gone. It is gone. Forget it. Leave it alone. It's gone. Mark Levin said it better than I. He said, ladies and gentlemen, we have had a silent coup, and they have taken over our government. See, our government's not ours anymore, man. It's not.
So who are the they that took it over?
The they that took it over, and I know everybody says Bilderbergers, and they say the, you know, one world order, all that. The they is a group of ultra-rich people. They have been working for years and years and years. It used to be when Bill Clinton took office, there were about 50, now maybe not that many, 35 ultra-rich people that controlled the world, if you can believe that. Now, it's exactly where it was meant to be. There are about five ultra-rich people, air to corporations that control it all. One, Monsanto. Monsanto. Bet you didn't think about that. Think about when Hillary worked at the Rose Law Firm. Or was at the Rose Law Firm. She was on the board of Monsanto. They've been planning to take over and destruction of land all over the globe. Another one. What's his name? The big investor guy. Mine just went blank.
Talking about Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
And Warren Buffett represents a little group of people. I mean, there's just this group. It's about five, you can count them on one hand, five, that control it all. Now, inside that five, like I say, Buffett may have three or four people like Bill Gates and stuff with him. So, that's who it is.
Larry, if one does research about what we'll call it overpopulation of the planet, or there are too many people, or useless eaters, I guess that would be us. Is there a plan that you heard of during the Clinton years that, you know, there are too many of those guys and they're just burning too much oil, they're polluting too much, they're making too much trash, you know, we've got a pollution problem, we've got a pure water problem, we've got an air pollution problem, we've got, you know, ground pollution. It's just, we're clogging up the highways, and we senators and we congressmen can't get along the beltway because these useless eaters with their ladders and their pickup trucks and their SUVs are in our way. Is that something that you heard discussed, that there are just too many of us and they've got to eliminate us slowly, you know,
but it was a part of with my involvement back then and all we were doing when Clinton was governor, when we were building this plan to get Clinton to become president and then later to get Hillary president and Bill to take over the UN, and then they would control the world. There was always the problem of overpopulation. But when we did our research and we started talking about that, there was not this sinister plan like whatever that thing was, Agent Orange or what that wasn't it. Healthcare. That was why Hillary's healthcare was there. Same reason Obamacare is there. We don't have to kill people off. We don't have to go out here and you know, make people take medicine to kill them. If you can get control on the American side of it, if you can get control of the health care, if you can do that, you control everything.
Let me see if I've got this right, Larry. Are you saying that if we have a national, an alleged national health care system, we can delay, obfuscate, confuse, and deny treatment?
I kind of lost you for a second.
Okay. Are you saying that through denying health care, legitimate health care, by obfuscating and confusion that and preventing people from getting treatment. We can have them die on us, and well, you know, it's the system, and that's what you have to work with, the system, and having doctors prescribe medications that will slowly deteriorate the health, and within a couple of years, we've eliminated a vast percentage of we the villagers.
No,
is that what we're talking about?
No. What we did, now, I didn't do this part, and I'm not actually going to name the man that did this research because that's not fair. He didn't believe it any more than I did about this, but he did it just as a matter of a bunch of guys just trying to work out a riddle. How would you do it? Plan. And that's why I was tied up. And I'm talking about our part in America. The object is to look at the Soviet Union and look at the old Russian Empire, look at all these big things throughout history that failed. What happened? And you got to die, and you got to protect against it. So what we knew was that you need worker bees. First off, communism, which is Hillary. Communism is a collective, a central group with all the power, central group. And then you've got the worker bees. But the problem is when you're having to feed everybody, quote unquote, when people get old and they can't be productive, the system has to keep feeding them. The healthcare system took care of that. Because what we did is we said, look, all you got to do is make healthcare, quote unquote, available, trick everybody, get them.
Hold that thought. Hold on to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food. Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Larry Nichols is with us, and this is class number 102 in the series, the Every Tuesday series. And on our website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com is a post, page one. And if you think that you'd like to contribute to helping Larry Nichols survive, there is the link on how you can, right on page one, USAPrepares.com. Larry, we're talking about Hillary Clinton, we're talking about the national health care, and we're talking about, you know, we need worker bees, and that would be us, and when we're healthy and young, we're strong, and we get older, and
you become a liability. Now, the health care back in 86 was the way to take care of America. Companies like Monsanto, companies like the big pharmaceutical companies Hillary was on the board of back when she was First Lady of Arkansas, they took care of the rest of the world. Every continent had its own unique demise. But in America, we were the trickling. What they've ended up doing, which was not necessarily a part of our design, but it's where healthcare was the answer. That's why when they went in and when Bill was running the first time, he's talking about national healthcare. Why? Because that was the key to controlling the population. Number one, knowing everything, knowing medical stuff, et cetera, et cetera. Number two, it was a way to control population explosion, expansion, because Hillary was on the board of some of the major pharmaceutical companies, and in 86 and 87, if you remember, that was when medicine started to explode and get real aggressive and work out stuff. Now, what they've done in the Obamacare, you'll notice there's three plans. There are three plans. So when you jump out there and get that free or get that cheap health care, there's three plans. The cheapest one has a $5,000. I mean, the most expensive one has a $5,000 deductible. The next one's a $7,000. The next one's $10,000 deductible per person per year. So what happens when you get old and you're not working and you don't have the income, you can't pay people medicines. They're not denying them, don't you see, Vincent? They're not denying me my medicine, but I have to take care of my deductible part. And when you're on fixed income or limited income, you can't meet those crazy deductibles. So where, too, you die off. If the government didn't kill you, there ain't no death penalty. You just say it's not our fault you can't pay your part. Vince, let me say something, if I may, right now. I have learned in this program that 1 hour is really hard for me because you ask, or your audience, or whomever's giving you your questions, you ask very good questions, and it's so hard. I'm trying so hard, Vince, to compress the answer, and I feel like I'm just shortening it up to the point where maybe it doesn't make sense. So I'm going to make a request. If we're going to do Clinton political science, may we do this thing 2 hours so that I have more time, we have more time to address the issues. And I would also say, on your webpage, folks, on Vince's webpage, is my phone number, 440-897-0611. If you have a question that you want to ask, call me. Call me. Now, I do ask this, Vince. If people call me, per call, just ask me one thing, okay? Don't get on the phone and, you know, ask me 50 questions because I don't literally have time to talk to everybody that long. And if you don't think I'll talk to you, ask one of your listeners named Alicia, Vince. She called me at 3:45 this morning. I woke up, got the call, and was on the phone for about an hour. And, of course, I didn't go back to sleep. One other thing. Folks, Vince is being awfully gracious to me. You don't have to be, to talk to me. You don't have to pay me anything. If you want to help me and you've got a PayPal account, just go to PayPalNicholsLive@AOL.com. But nothing, Vince, that I do is connected to y'all paying me anything. You don't have to contribute. So.
All right, so, Larry, you want to do 2 hours next Tuesday? Is that the plan?
That's the plan.
Okay. I'll have to make some adjustments. I'll take care of it at my end. So it's Larry Nichols Tuesday. Class, please spread the word. Tell all your friends, family, coworkers that Larry Nichols is going to expose what happened and what's going to happen. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Larry, thank you so much. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed for the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.